Hello, hello. How are you feeling today?
Fine, thank you.
Good. That's what I like to see and hear. All right, beautiful women. So we're going to be talking about, you know, the toxic and non-toxic makeups and body washes and all that good stuff. When we apply anything to our skin, it goes straight into our bloodstream. And unfortunately, we don't have the liver that's going to be detoxifying it for us. You know, when we ingest something that's toxic, for example, at least we have the liver to break it down. But what we put on our skin doesn't have any barrier. It just goes straight into the bloodstream. And the same with fragrances. Whatever we inhale goes into the lungs and then straight into the bloodstream. Now, what can happen over time is that the blood can thicken because we're having too many toxins. And toxins are also released out through the digestive tract, you know, when we're constipated and we're holding that fecal matter in, and it ends up penetrating through the walls of the intestine, and then it seeps into the bloodstream. And that's when you have, you know, holes in the intestine when that happens. It's called leaky gut. So that's what leaky gut is. And I'm just explaining that because it's all to do with keeping your blood really, really healthy. So if your blood is healthy, then you're not going to be plagued with issues like endometriosis and fibroids and cysts, because you're not going to have that as a bit of an issue. Nowadays, unfortunately, we are exposed to so many toxins. You know, you're inhaling toxins all the time with new cars, fumes or paint fumes or new carpet or new technology. You know, when you get that new device, it has a certain smell. That's a really toxic smell, and it creates fake estrogens in the body. So a lot of the chemicals that we're exposing ourselves to have been tested on animals, and they even say, you know, that it can kill marine life. A lot of these toxic chemicals actually inhibit the reproduction of marine life. And although you can read these and you think, oh, just because it's affecting the fertility of mussels or other kinds of mollusks, or, you know, what we may consider as low level animals, it's actually doing the same to us. And the same applies with our fruits and vegetables that are not organic. The herbicides, fungicides, and pesticides that are killing the insects are also killing our good gut bacteria. So all of this adds up, and I don't want you guys to feel, oh my goodness, you know, there's just so much to do and so much to think about. I just want you to understand that there is if there's a cleaner option, please, please, please go for it. So you wouldn't have perfumes anymore. Stop using perfume. Use essential oils. It makes a big difference. You know, don't use fabric softener. That's the one thing you can get rid of. And if you want soft clothes, get yourself an evaporative dryer. They soften your clothes. It's about, you know, just trying to be as natural and as non-toxic as possible. And if you go for the easy options, you know, this 21st century easy option stuff, there's often a price. And I find that even with Western medicine, if you take a shortcut, there's going to be a price to pay. You can do things naturally. It takes a little longer, may not be like it seems like the most enjoyable option, but it doesn't have a negative payoff. And I was talking about that in this morning's group, because we were touching on, which is what we're going to talk on later today as well, natural killer cells. Now, we all have natural killer cells, and we want to keep ourselves as healthy as possible so we don't have that autoimmune response. And if you have natural killer cells that are raised, then you're given the choice in Western medicine to have steroids to suppress the killer cells. You can do it alternatively. You can do it through traditional Chinese medicine. And it depends on how severe things are and all that kind of stuff. But one of the medicinal mushrooms that's used as a treatment is cordyceps. The cordyceps mushrooms that you can buy in your supermarket are a treatment for lowering killer cells. However, you'd need to eat bucket loads. So that's why they've got it in extract form, just like the Thai black ginger in the Powerfully Pure range. It's extract, which means it's a potent form. And then when you consume it, it's giving your body the energy that it needs without you having to consume bucket loads of it. So, you know, there's always a natural payoff. We just need to find out where can we find the natural means so that we don't have to injure the body. You know, we don't want to be taking shortcuts that actually have a detrimental effect in the long run. So when I sent a newsletter out, I don't know if you guys have received it. It's about at least 6 weeks ago. And it was all about the ingredients in deodorants. And I was looking at what are some healthy deodorants that work. And this article really is a transient article, because anything that's natural, like natural deodorants, I find they can work for a little while, then they don't work after a while, or it might work for me, but it might not work for you. So I was looking more at not just how good it is, but what the ingredients are, because you've got to be really careful with what you put on your skin, as we know, especially around the armpits, because you've got some lymph nodes around the armpits, and your lymph helps to detoxify your body. Your lymph is the second largest amount of fluid that moves through the body after blood. And we want to keep that really healthy. So I really hope that none of you have ever had or considered getting Botox under the armpits to prevent yourself from sweating, or that you use antiperspirant deodorants. Blocking the pores under the armpits are not good for fertility, and neither are the wire bras. You know, if you have too much of a restrictive bra, even like tight sports bras, you've got to let the lymph flow from under the breasts, under the armpits, etc. And you are probably most aware of the lymph nodes at your groin, because they will feel like marbles when you're fighting some kind of inflammation, when you've got an inflammatory response going on. You know, so for our lymph to remain healthy, that's why I encourage you guys to do the body brushing and all that, but you don't want to be clogging anything up. So in that article about the deodorant, I list all of the ingredients that you're to avoid in any product. Have you guys had a look at that?
Yes, Fiona, can you send it, please?
Yeah.
Thank you.
No worries.
Could I ask, Fiona, your thoughts on laser hair removal on the bikini area?
I'd need to look into that, and I'm going to tell you. I'll have to tell you. I mean, I've had it done. I had it done years ago when it was quite barbaric, and it was incredibly painful. And then I've had it more recently where it wasn't painful. So I need to have a look, and I will get back to you. I don't want to give you information that I don't know. It worried me at the time, put it that way, but I don't know if it was worth worrying about.
Well, I've had it done before in the past, many years ago now, but it just came to me the other day and I thought, wonder if that's safe. But, yeah.
Yeah. I will get back to you. I've written a list of what I need to be focusing on, so I will do that for you.
Fiona, I just have a question about deodorant.
Yeah.
So I know in the past they used to use horrible deodorant, like Secret or something like that, years ago.
Oh, me too.
Right? Years ago. And I felt like it never worked. Like, I felt like I always had to apply. And then when I started researching all of it, and I realized that my body smells because I'm toxic, not because my deodorant doesn't work.
Exactly.
Now I realize that I don't even need to wear deodorant. Like, if I work out, I'll wear it, but I don't wear deodorant every day because I feel like I don't smell anymore.
Thank you very much. I want to talk about why we smell. I've just included that link for everyone to have a bit of a look as well, just to check, because that can be your checklist. What I'll do is I'll do another one with a printable checklist. Make note to myself, so you guys can print it out and just check with the products that you use. Yes, you smell for a number of reasons. One is hormone imbalances. Two is heavy metal toxicity. And guess what the third one is? Lack of self-love. The more you love yourself, the less that will be the case. But having the hair in the armpits is going to be holding the bacteria. So if you don't have the hair there, then you're not going to be prone to smelling so much either. So, you know, washing well, washing with flannels and whatnot can help. And then removing the hair is even better for the smell as well. But like you say, the actual scent of your sweat will be less offensive when your hormones are balanced and you're not so toxic and when you love yourself. And in a nutshell, just for the deodorants, most deodorants off the shelf contain aluminium, and it's so bad for you. Aluminium is one of the heavy metals that you want to be avoiding. So please, please, please avoid that. Just check that that, you know, doesn't have that. And really having a roll-on is better because the spray, as we know, is going to go into the bloodstream through the lungs. So we don't want that.
I'm something.
Yeah.
I feel like the one that I've got is a Neil's Yard, and it's lovely smell, but on me, I feel like it makes me smell. It's weird. It almost like makes me sweat.
Makes you sweat more. Maybe it does. Maybe there's something in there that doesn't respond well with your body. That's the thing with natural deodorants. It's so personal. Like it could work for someone else, but doesn't work for you. And it may just not work for a long period of time. Like our shampoos and conditioners, we're meant to be shifting things around, changing things around, not be on the same stuff all the time, because the body can adapt to it, and it just doesn't work so well. Yeah, I have a strict rule in the house at home that the kids and their respective boyfriends or girlfriends are not allowed to spray deodorant in the house, and told them once. And then I come down pretty firm on them, and Paul's like, no, give them a chance, give them a chance. Told them again. And then when the eldest one's boyfriend sprayed deodorant, I was like, Bella, give me your boyfriend's phone number. I'm going to call him up. She's like, no, please don't. He's not like us. He doesn't understand this stuff. And I said, nope, I'm going to tear strips off him. That is the rules in this house. No deodorant. She's like, don't worry. I'll tell him. But, you know, I have to be bringing in these boundaries because it's disgusting. Otherwise it just permeates through the whole house. And it's like, you know, but yes. I'm fulfilling that classic stepmom role, much to my husband's upset. He's like, please, I'm walking on eggshells. Please don't be like that.
My stepdaughter had her clothes this morning. This weekend she had fabric softener on her clothes.
No.
But she's been really good. She comes in the house, she goes right in her room, she changes her clothes, and she brings them downstairs in the basement. Like, I'm so grateful. But she doesn't take her bra off, so it still smells. And I'm like, what am I going to do? I have this poor girl walk around with no bra on? So I didn't say anything. But now, since I've been taking the marine phytoplankton, I feel like I'm even cleaner than I was. I had a headache all weekend just from that. It was crazy. So what do you do about that? What do I take so I don't have that chemical sensitivity?
Well, because she's your stepdaughter, why don't you just ask her what bra size she is? You want to buy her some bras and, just to not use fabric softener on them, just like use them for when she's there and leave them, and you'll wash them. So she's always got clean ones, but just say, I know it sounds really weird, but I am allergic to it. You know what I mean? And maybe take photos and go, do you like lacy ones or padded ones or, you know, whatever she likes. Because if you can't tolerate it, you can't tolerate it.
I can't.
And she just needs to know it's an allergy. It's not like it's, you know, really it's a sensitivity, but it is causing inflammation for you. So, you know, it's like peanuts. Sorry, you just can't have peanuts. So sorry, you just can't have the fabric softener.
Okay. Do you want to call her?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I don't approach my stepkids like I don't feel desperate for them to love me, and I think that has an advantage. Like one of the first things I did was write that microwave's going in the bin, and the kids' jaws just dropped, and I'm like, it's in the bin, like gone. And even to this day, they're like, "Where you still use microwaves at home?" I'm like, well, you don't use them here. So you just got to be like, this is the rules, guys. And it's because I love you, and it's better for you too. And, you know, they'll get it after time, and they end up being like you. It's fantastic. Like they morph into following a more healthy option.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fiona.
Yeah. Hi.
Hello. Can I ask about the red light therapy? I've seen those little machines in Amazon. And I've heard apparently they've been good for fertility.
The red light therapy.
Yeah.
What exactly is the red light therapy? Is it like a sauna?
I saw it in Amazon. They've got like a lamp and you can put it in your ovary.
Interesting. I am a fan of light therapy. I'd need to understand more about, you know, what the waveform is. So if you just put that into the fertility help group, just put the link up there and I'll have a look for you guys. Oh, okay, if you've got it now. Yeah, attach it to the chat.
Okay, while you're talking. And okay, another thing then, a tissue salt.
Mm-hmm. Very good, very good, very good. Tissue salts are very good for the body. Like magnesium phosphate.
Because in Bulgaria they sell it separately, like 1, 2, and they're 10 different. So I take a few numbers, mm-hmm. but I don't know how about in the UK.
You can put the links up into this chat and I can get back to you on that. That's not a problem. But cell salts are very, very good.
Cell salt or tissue salt? Okay, we're talking about the same. Right. You can carry on and I'll find it.
Fantastic.
Because I don't know how to.
No worries. All right, so.
Yeah, I'm going to share.
Yeah, send that through. So guys, I don't know if you've brought any of your products to this session. If you haven't, it doesn't matter because I'll send you that link, but you can also, as in I'll create that list, but you can also have a look at that link, how to choose the best deodorant when trying to conceive and pregnant. I rated them, you know, are they in plastic? Are they not? Are they in glass? Thing is, you're still rolling with plastic. And I was talking to another nutrition counselor friend of mine, and we were talking about the fact that really everything comes in plastic nowadays. And, you know, if you go and get a hot drink and you think it's a paper cup at any cafe, it's actually lined in plastic. And I recently found out that the nut milks and things that you buy that you think are lined with a healthy foil are actually lined with plastic. And then the foil. So we are still getting too much fake estrogen, xenoestrogens in the body. And they take the form of fat around the middle and cellulite. I mean, you can get your hormones tested. If you've got too much estrogen, then you'd have, you know, your testosterone levels will be lower. Your DHEA levels will be potentially lower as well. So there's a whole lot of things at play. So what we want to be doing is really detoxifying the excess estrogen. Now, what helps with that is having the fiber that we put through the body. So having smoothies, I'm having an avocado, ginger, medicinal mushroom smoothie at the moment. And when you can also include things, it depends on whether you can tolerate it, but beetroot is a great blood cleanser. Looking at blood cleansing foods that will help to bring these extra estrogens or fake estrogens called xenoestrogens out of the body. Also, if you've had IVF, for example, and you've pumped yourself full of synthetic hormones, you want to release them. So it's about having excess fiber as opposed to juicing. So sometimes we can't decide, do I want to juice for my health or do I want to have a smoothie for my health? If you can't decide and you're trying to clear hormones, go for a smoothie. Juicing is about helping the digestive system to absorb nutrients but not have to digest the food, and it's able to focus on any dis-ease in the body. So if you feel run down, if you feel like you're getting a cold, or you might have some disease or virus that your body's trying to get rid of, then juicing would be good for that, because your body can then focus on clearing that as opposed to breaking down food. So that's the difference between when to juice and when to have smoothies, but we really want to be clearing it out. Now, you can get a really good product called EstroBlock, and that's by an American company by the Delgado Protocol. It's something that I've been taking, and I also took other forms of, you know, the other naturopaths and stuff were saying, oh, there's cheaper versions of this, and I would take it and I wouldn't get any signs that things were improving. So really the best one on the market, if you're really serious about it, is the Delgado Protocol EstroBlock.
What's this for?
I'll send you the link. If you have excess estrogen.
Okay.
If you don't have excess estrogen, you obviously don't need to take it. But if you've been if you've had your hormones tested, and that is the case, or you've got excess cellulite, too much fat around the middle that you can't seem to shift, they're signs that you have too much estrogen. So if you feel that could be you.
You can ask for a general blood count, can't you, at the doctors I'm going to do that actually soon, just to get a hormone check, just to check everything, just get my hormone bloods checked over.
Yes.
That's okay, isn't it? They'll do everything for you then, won't they?
Yeah, DHEA, everything. And that's great to know where you're at, because it's just really important, guys, to know. I want to get the actual... Now, when you look at it marketed on other sites, it shows that it's for acne and things like that, because it's balancing your hormones, basically. But it is the best one for clearing estrogen out of the body. You might come across DIMS, D-I-M-S. That in itself doesn't work as well as this. The combination of what these ingredients are just work wonders. So do you guys have any products that you want to run through that you might have with you at the moment, or are you okay?
Fiona, I've sent you just a screenshot on your personal, just because I don't know how to put it and how to share it here. So I've just sent it as on a Facebook.
Okay, I just got it then.
Yeah, sure.
Red light therapy lamp, infrared light therapy device. Reading that, it seems like it's good, but I'd have to do extra research, because I never take the marketing on face value. I have to go deeper into it. So before I say yes, let me have a look. But light therapy is amazing.
If you can recommend any, this is just pop on the Amazon the first, so that's why I made a screenshot. But that is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'll have a look for you.
Okay, thank you. Just
no worries. Thank you for asking, lovely ladies. And this is the thing, next week is our last session together. So if you've got any extra questions that don't seem to be covered, then you can always put it into the fertility help group, and I can continue supporting you guys there. Where can you get hormones tested? Your GP can test them. Simple blood test. If you don't like to do bloods like me, you can do it through a stool test, but that would be privately. But the normal way is just a blood test and just ask for your hormones to be checked. And the fact that you guys are trying to have a baby, the NHS should easily agree to that, because usually they won't just let you do random tests unless you have a valid reason.
I was going to say that I think I've got the answer. Maybe I need to detox. We're going to be like putting new carpets throughout the whole house, decorating the whole house, and they've already bought all the paints, and I'm like, oh my gosh, didn't even get a chance to tell them about get this special one. They're like, you're just going to get the paint and that's it, Cassandra, do you know what I mean? So I'm not sure. Do I just detox? Because it's there's going to be a lot of paint and new carpets and all sorts.
Yeah. The problem with new carpets as well, you've got the formaldehyde, which is what's used to mummify someone. So it's going to be mummifying your organs.
Oh, my gosh.
It's disgusting. Yeah. The thing is, you need to I'd probably get an industrial air purifier.
Okay.
Or buy one that you just have anyway that will keep the damp away, especially in the UK, there's a lot of damp. So you could invest in that. Get your plants, get lots of plants around, get those peace lilies and those mother-in-law tongues and ivy. Get the air cleaning plants all over the place. Have the windows open, like airing it as much as you can. It's the fire retardants as well that are really toxic. If you can you stay somewhere else for a couple of days just whilst the smell is?
I can stay somewhere. I mean, yeah, I can do that.
And this is the thing as well, ladies, you've got to think about when you are preparing your baby's room. And a lot of parents are like, oh, well, now that I'm pregnant, let's prepare when we're going to do new carpets and do new paint. And it's like, it's not ideal when you're pregnant. Really not helpful when you're pregnant. So it's better to do it now than when pregnant. Mm-hmm. To try to go for the non-toxic options is always the better way. There are carpets that are, you're able to get around it that are less toxic than others, and paints that are less toxic. But if I was going to paint our house, I would use, or I'd get a professional to use, lead-based paint, even though the lead itself is cancer-causing, the lead-based paint blocks Wi-Fi.
Lead-based paint. That's interesting to know.
I mean, it's incredibly harmful. You cannot get it on your skin, so the person applying it would have to be, like, completely suited up. But yeah, that prevents Wi-Fi.
Yeah, so my thing is to stay somewhere else for a couple of days,
please, and tell them to have the windows open, have the heating on, to try to get as much, you know, cleared as possible.
Yeah,
using bicarb soda as well. When you lay the carpet, sprinkle a whole lot of bicarb soda, which you can easily hoover up afterwards.
Yeah,
and that will absorb all the smells and toxins too.
Okay, bicarbonate soda. Thank you.
You will need like industrial amounts if you're going to be putting that throughout your whole house.
Oh,
like,
yeah, it's the whole house. Yeah.
Yeah. And you just leave it for a while, you know, leave it for at least 24 hours or more to absorb. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter. Like, you can, even if you're living there at the time, you can put everything with bicarb soda. It's not like it's going to be harmful for the body. Just have it.
Mm-hmm. There's also like professional companies that come and will clean, like green carpet cleaners that will come and they'll get all of that out for you. So maybe when you're done, which isn't a bad idea anyway, just to have somebody professional come in to make sure they're green, and they'll lift all that off the carpet for you.
That is true. Yeah, we've had that too with like new sofas and stuff. I've had them come in and clean.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for that reminder. Okay, so what about body washes and moisturizers? So it's the same ingredients that you want to be avoiding. When it comes to body washes and shampoos, a frothing agent that's most common, that is very toxic, they're called SLSs, or sodium lauryl sulfates. It can come in other terms like ammonium lauryl sulfate. You get the gist. And it's one of those things that it's a frothing agent. You can have a natural frothing agent derived from coconut. So if there's a chemical word, and then in brackets they say derived from coconut or something, then you know that it's safe. I forget what the chemical word combinations can be, but I have seen that where you have in brackets derived from coconut, which is what they all should be. You want to minimize, in fact, eradicate all E numbers, any EDTA, sodium benzoate, or any derivative form of that, like benzoic acid, those kinds of things. The benzoate is a type of preservative. So you want to be mindful not to have any of that in any body wash, shampoo, deodorant, moisturizer. Moisturizers can have EDTA and fragrances. So can everything I'm talking about can have fragrances. You want to avoid fragrances too. It can be like natural essential oils, and it will say that in brackets, or say the chemical name and then in brackets what that is, and it's derived from essential oils, and hopefully it's got a little asterisk to say it's organic. So that's a big plus too. So you really want to be looking, probably not in supermarkets. Not many supermarkets have this level of cleanliness. Looking online, looking in health food stores, but even in health food stores there's a lot of toxic products. You still have to read the label. And ladies, do not commit to that product. That if there's a company that you like, do not assume that every single product in that range is toxic free. You must keep reading the labels. Companies change their labels, and sometimes there's great products, and all of a sudden you're like, oh my goodness, that one doesn't. It's organic and it says all these amazing things, and you read the ingredients and it's got some poisonous things as well. So you just need to really start learning how to read the labels, which is why I'm going to give you a printout of what to avoid when looking at either shampoos, conditioners, body washes. But for now, the meantime, have a look at the deodorant link that's I included in the chat. And that will show you the ingredients that are really common across the board, not just in deodorants.
Fiona?
Yeah.
Sorry. I've got a question. What about retinols, vitamin A, any vitamin A derivatives, or even, because I actually work in the beauty industry, but people ask me as well, like if like Botox and fillers in the face, all of that stuff, is it, obviously you're not supposed to do that when you're pregnant, but before pregnancy, is it safe?
No, it's a toxin. You're injecting toxins in your body. So your body's fighting it. Fertility needs lots and lots of energy. If that's a big thing for you and you really want to do Botox for the face, definitely not for armpits or anything like that, then you need to have a look at, okay, if I'm going to be doing something that's going to cost me a lot of energy, what am I going to do to really boost my energy levels up? Because at the moment, I don't have enough energy anyway. So I need to give myself the energy that my body needs. So we need to get you detoxifying in other ways every single day. Every single morning, you must detoxify and have a proper detox regime. You must be looking at, you know, doing the Qigong. It means energy cultivation, bringing that energy into the body, making sure you have organic food, because your body won't be able to tolerate high levels of toxins plus those herbicides, fungicides, pesticides. And then you must delve into clean body products. So if you take everything else like that to the nth degree, then having the Botox, your body will be able to handle that and still have the energy for fertility. Does that make sense?
Yep, that makes sense. And also for retinols as well.
Okay, that, yes, I'm glad you brought that up. Now, vitamin A. A lot of people are worried about too much vitamin A. Now, if you have vitamin A in its natural form, it is not toxic. It is not harmful. When you have it in synthetic form, it is very harmful, which is why, you know, if you're getting, say, multivitamins and or, you know, retinol A in your creams, people get worried that they're going to be having too much and it can affect fertility. But if it's in its natural form, it won't be. It's definitely not an issue. So if you're having it in your creams, your face creams, and you really like the cream and it's clean and it's a good source, then continue that and look at the supplement that you might be taking that's from synthetic vitamin A and eradicate that. And you'll know if it's synthetic or not because it will have a name next to it. You can always Google that name. Or it will say in brackets from whatever its natural source is.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Everything's about balance, lady. So have a look at, you know, I really want you to have the life that you want to live. You don't start restricting all the things that you love to do, but start understanding it from energy, the energy perspective. I need more energy. You need to really triple the amounts of energy you have available for fertility. And you'll know because you'll feel more energized. You'll be less irritable. So that's a good sign. And then just look at, okay, these are the things that's going to build my energy. What can I integrate into my lifestyle? Because I'm going to have to do that because what I'm doing isn't working. And if I want to continue some of these things that are harmful, then I need to balance it out. You know, I have clients that say, look, I just love fragrances. I'm going to keep buying shampoos and body washes that have the fragrance, but I won't use household fragrances. You know, that you can plug into the wall, which I can't stand. You know, the household deodorizers that you can plug in, or, you know, the air fresheners that have that synthetic fragrance. That is so toxic for you. Or car deodorizers. All of that stuff is really, really toxic.
On that note, Fiona, what about candles?
Ah, good question. Candles, very toxic. And even ones that say that they're natural.
Yeah.
There's a company and it's called, it's a color beginning with W and it finishes with the word company, and they sell their natural candles. And so I went in there and I was reading their labels and I'm like, okay, what's the ingredients? It's not quite transparent. And it's all fragrances. And the actual wax itself is a paraffin synthetic wax, which you don't want. You want to have, believe it or not, soy candles. Even though I don't want you consuming soy, soy candles are safe to burn. And the best soy is eco soy. It's very difficult to get, but you want to have the eco soy because obviously that's going to be the organic, high grade, no herbicides, fungicides, pesticides, soy. And it's combined with essential oils, which therefore becomes a therapeutic experience. You're inhaling the power of plant power medicine. And especially if the candles are a blend of oils, you know, if you're blending three essential oils, it's 11 times more powerful than a single blend. Mm-hmm. So there are some candles that I have in the Powerfully Pure range, which I will share with you guys the link to. But all of them are literally edible ingredients if you want to eat it. Your body can't digest wax, but it's all completely edible and healthy. So I'll get you guys to have a look at them.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Fiona as well. Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay.
Sorry. On candles as well, all my candles are Neom Organics. Is that okay? That brand, have you looked into that?
Yeah. I have. And I think that the wax is good, but the fragrances aren't, or it's the other way around. And I forget which way. But if you want to quickly add a link to one of the candles that you use that has the ingredients, we can have a look now and I can tell you.
Okay, I'll have a look and see.
If not, just put it into the Powerfully, sorry, into the Facebook group, the Fertility Help Facebook group.
Okay.
So even if they don't have a fragrance, they're still not safe?
If it's eco soy, it's fine. If it's organic soy is the next best one, then that would be fine. If it's wax from a beehive, that's also fine. They're the only three ones that are fine. If they say natural wax, sorry, it's honestly made from petrochemicals, all the ones I've seen to date, and I've done a lot of research with them. And you don't want to inhale petrochemicals. Yeah. You know, we're trying to get rid of toxins, not create more toxins.
Mm-hmm. Use the battery tea lights now and put them in lanterns. They're sort of just as effective, and, you know, and also the diffuser as well, just use that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, the glow of candles are very therapeutic. Like you can meditate when you're looking at the candle flame. Mm. It's very, very powerful to do meditations with a candle because it helps to ignite self-confidence and self-worth, because it's the flame that ignites the solar plexus. But it also helps you to work on your third eye chakra, which is connected to your pineal gland. So this is going to help you to listen to your intuitive guidance system. And it just helps you to release melatonin, so that you keep depression away. Candles are very therapeutic for that reason, as in a genuine flame. Mm. So it is worth.
What about fires? You know, like your wood burner, you fire.
Oh yeah, a fire. Sorry, I thought you were saying fires. Yes. Fires are good too. So staring at the flame, yeah. And it's kind of hypnotic in itself, isn't it? So it's good to fire gaze. Yeah, definitely. These are some great questions, ladies. Any other questions that you've got on stuff that we've covered so far before we move on to the next topic?
I just have a question, detoxing in general. Of all the things that we spoke about, what is like an absolute no-no that you can't do when you're pregnant? Obviously, baths you can't, saunas you can't, but lemon water, phytoplankton, like things like that. So say my stepdaughter comes over and she's so toxic, but I can't go in the sauna after. That sounded horrible.
I know.
What can I do to still release that if you're pregnant?
To release the smell?
Well, just to continue to detox your body.
So because you won't be able to go into the sauna, how do you detox your body when you're pregnant?
What detoxes are safe when you're pregnant?
Okay, the thing is, there's a lot of legislation, particularly in the UK, I'm not sure about the US, but I'd say it's pretty much the same worldwide, that you can't label something that it's pregnancy safe unless you've gone through rigorous testing. So there's not going to be many things which will have on the label it's safe for pregnancy. And often they'll say, if you're pregnant, check with like a medical expert. So thing is, you don't want to be having any synthetic heat or synthetic, which is why I'm not a fan with the research that I did for you of having these saunas when you're pregnant. But you can do basic things like, you know, going to the beach and having the waves crash on the shore where it goes all foamy. That is literally drawing toxins out of the body. Swimming in the beach would also be really good for pregnancy and for detoxing. Detoxes us any stage of life that we're in. Another thing is having a foot soak. Foot soaks are really powerful. You can have not necessarily the ionic foot spa if you don't feel safe with the electric current, which is perfectly fine, but it does affect the heart. So if you have a weak heart, they're not ideal for the heart. But you could have just a genuine foot soak using, you know, the right food grade, therapeutic grade, Epsom salts or Dead Sea salts, bicarb soda, Those kinds of things are really good, because what goes on your feet, or your feet have your organs represented on them. So you're helping to detoxify all of your organs when you're doing work on your feet, because you can't, when you're pregnant, even get a reflexology session. You know, there's so many restrictions. You can't even have a normal massage. You have to have a pregnancy qualified massage therapist. So there's a lot of things that are restricted, and it's just better to be mindful. Now is not a time for detoxifying when you're pregnant. It's a time for just helping to build things for the baby. So you've got to do as many detoxes now. But when you're pregnant, I would keep the air purified. I'll work with the sacra oil, the frankincense, the highest grade frankincense, because there'll be a lot of fragrances that you won't like that will make you feel sick. And this is very cleansing and purifying. So I'd have a diffuser with that so that you've got that clean, fresh air. Always have the windows open. And then having those clean plants around so your air's purified, doing deep breathing as best you can, because you want to keep expanding through the rib cage, which baby's going to be crushing as it gets bigger. So keep practicing as best you can, breathing into all four sides of the rib cage. And that's a detoxification in itself. Medically, if you ask a doctor, because they don't believe in detoxes normally, they're trained, you know, to not see the value in detoxes. A medical doctor will say, if you want to detox, you focus on your breath. It's breathing deep. So that kind of breath work, but we've got to have the clean air to do it. So that's what I would do. I mean, you could do things like, cleanses, food cleanses, but usually when you're pregnant, especially in the first trimester, having live food can be quite off-putting and give you morning sickness, because you're hardwired to stay away from things that could have bacteria in them. So you'd crave more carbs that are safer, if that makes sense.
I'm looking forward to knowing more about the KIA, the killer receptors.
All right, let's dive into that. I want to just answer this other question as well that came into the chat. Okay, I'm interested to know how to be more in tune with my body, to know if I'm ovulating, and also how to encourage ovulation with PCOS. Okay, so to know if you're ovulating, I always get people to look at the discharge. However, when you're making love every second day, you're releasing sperm, and sometimes it can be difficult to understand what my discharge is like if I'm making love every second day. But it's the egg white consistency, you know, like it's a little bit stringy, and it's not the thick, cheesy discharge. That's as soon as you've finished ovulating, the thick, cheesy discharge comes out. But it's the thin, watery, not too watery, it's the like egg white consistency, and that's you ovulating. You can look at ovulation sticks. I don't think they're that accurate, or apps and whatnot. It's up to you. If you believe in that and you want to, then you can do that. I would not at all recommend the Wi-Fi ones that you can do, where you can actually put a Bluetooth or something type device into you, and it monitors you. The electronic device monitors you. That's just going to mess with your energy field. So I wouldn't recommend doing that, but you can work in with your rhythms. And some of my clients end up finding that, oh, I've got a tiny little cramp, a tiny little pinch, and I can tell, oh, I'm ovulating now. So the more in tune you get with your body, the better it is. And it's just, it's like, we just need to remove all of the layers. And sometimes this can be quicker for some people, and others it can take a little bit longer, but you've got the intention to understand what's happening. So the more you can work on your third eye, your intuitive guidance system. So doing candle gazing meditations can help, and just tuning into your body, stopping and asking, what does my body really want? Or why am I hungry? What is the emotion I'm really eating for right now? Does my body want food, or have my sugar levels just dropped? And just asking, taking a few seconds just to ask, to zone in, double check in a meditation. This is how you can improve your ability to be in tune with your body. And then that can help you with PCOS as well. So give that a go and let us know how you get on. Is henna dye toxic free? Yes, it is. Yes, it is, Jill. And I got your email today about the dates, and I will get back to you. This has probably been covered before, but just want clarity on what candida actually is. Is it thrush? What causes it? And how can it be cured? Good question. Candida is a growth. It's like a fungal growth in the body. It's like, if you want to have an image, it's like a big mushroom kind of thing, delving into all aspects of the body, which makes you very tired. It drains a lot of your energy. It causes muscle fatigue. It causes foggy headedness. And one of the other symptoms is thrush. You can have candida without having thrush. I have got clients who've had that, who have that. One of my clients today, actually, I saw her, she's pregnant, she's in her 50s. So super, super excited for her. And she had to really deal with her candida issues first to try and put them at bay as best she can. So we had her on a candida diet as opposed to another type of fertility diet, but she never had thrush, never had any thrush symptoms at all. And even when we did the Ionic Foot Spa cleansers together, because this is obviously before COVID when we should be able to have treatments with me, in the beginning, the thrush stuff came up, which looks like floating sort of cottage cheese in the Ionic Foot Spa. And then after a while, it wasn't coming up, but her bloods were still showing that she had candida. So it's a difficulty to break down sugar. So really having things like, and yeast, it's a yeast based issue. So you wouldn't have tea bags, you'd have loose leaf tea. You'd try not to have herbs that have been in your kitchen for too long. Try to have fresh herbs, not the glass based herbs. Sugar in itself is really bad for candida, but you have usually a sugar addiction of some sort, you know, even if it's just wanting something sweet after your dinner, there's that underlying desire for that. You know, dried fruits are not good for candida. It is worth checking if you think that you've got it, or you can just go on a candida diet. It is incredibly tough. It is the toughest diet, where your only fruit, for example, for the first, I think, 6 to 8 weeks is only avocados, berries, lemons, and olives. And if you can do that and it's easy, you probably don't have candida. If you have candida and you're restricted to just that, you'd be tearing at the walls for something else that's a bit sugary. So that's also a bit of an indication if you want to try. You can even do saliva tests when you spit in a glass of water, seeing how stringy it is. Will tell you if you've got candida. So there's some things that it's definitely worth looking into, because it can make it more difficult to get pregnant, for sure. And of course, it's the tiredness, you know. Another question, the Immune Natural Vitamin C from the Powerfully Pure is out of stock. What can I use in its place with the MSM? Good news, I've got some stuff coming through, which is actually better than the Immune Natural Vitamin C, because I've got other things in there, which is going to be more ideal for fertility, for you and for your husbands or your partners, ladies. It's a huge list of ingredients. Like, I'm talking about 20 different ingredients, and we're talking all these different medicinal mushrooms. I've got the astaxanthin, like so many things that are helping you to get rid of toxins, helping you to detoxify at the same time as rebuild. It's just a real powerhouse, and it's green. So it's got your fulvic minerals as well. It's got all the things that you need. And I'm going to run through in minute detail. These are the ingredients, and this is why, and this is how it's helping you for fertility. It's helped a lot of people to lose excess weight if they needed to lose weight. Because of course we hold toxins in our fat. It's helped people's libido incredibly, people that have struggled with PTSD. So there's a lot of, feedback that we've been getting, and I've been personally taking this blend for a while as well, because I wanted to make sure that it was okay for you guys, and it feeling amazing from it. It's super easy to take. You can just take it with water. That's how fine it tastes. I personally like it with coconut milk, but I have more of a sweet tooth, so that's going to be released to you guys very, very soon. So I'll let you know. I should know next week as to when that's coming in. So thank you for your patience with that one. It's got all the vitamin C that you need, and so much more. Would you recommend doing a castor oil pack the night before egg collection? The night before egg collection, yes. If you don't feel safe doing it, then no. Always listen to your body. like, I would actually grab the castor oil pack and hold it to my heart and go, is this good for my fertility? Lean forward, yes. If lean back, no. Is this good for my fertility now? That's the important time word. But yes, up until embryo transfer, 100% fine. So the night before egg collection is still fine because you're wanting to get all of the blood flow to that area. And also for the male on the egg collection day, before he gives a sperm sample, do you recommend anything for him to have more energy? Yeah. Now this might surprise you, lovely ladies. Good quality coffee. Men do well on coffee 20 minutes before sex or ejaculation because it's going to make the sperm more energized. So it gives them a good boost. Obviously, you want him to have his good supplements like, you know, his L-carnitine and L-arginine and his selenium and his zinc and all that stuff that they have to have. There is good EPAs as well. So as long as he's got that as a backlog for the last 3 months and then right before he's doing a sperm sample, yeah, get some good quality coffee, organic. And even better, mix some of the medicinal mushrooms into the coffee. So it's a better hit, so to speak, for him and his little swimmers. Great question. Does the marine phytoplankton replace cod liver oil? Haha. Cod liver oil specifically is good for cleansing the liver. Marine phytoplankton has EPAs, so it has a whole lot of benefits, like the general fish oil. If you're doing it to support your liver, then I'd want you to still take the cod liver oil, but it needs to be any fish oil that you're taking, including the cod liver, needs to be from wild fish, needs to be tested, third party tested, that it does not have any heavy metals. And if you aren't sure, believe me, it would be such a bold claim on their label, like they would be not shy in coming forward because they would have had to spend a fortune on making sure it's healthy. What you can do is get children's cod liver oil or fish oil tablets because they won't put heavy metals in children's capsules. So that's also a way around it. So they might be shaped like a funny little fish or something like that. But lovely ladies, I've just seen the time and we're going to have to talk tomorrow about all the other stuff that's on that those 4 points, including the natural killer cells, because we've run out of time. So on that note, thank you so much for your time tonight and I look forward to chatting tomorrow.